Before you plant your crops, you have to plow the
field.
Okay. We planted some turnips and some lettuce in the
garden.
Okay. The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing is what?
Thanksgiving.
Okay. A highway is made out of
concrete.
Okay. The state north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are, is what state?
North Georgia.
Up north of Georgia. What's the state up there that begins with 10?
Chattanooga.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Why?
Tennessee. Yeah. Of course, I was one of them.
If a person is in trouble, you would try to
help them out.
Okay. If a person wants to go to heaven, he has to follow the straight and
they have to walk the line, read the Bible.
Yeah. And there's a phrase now that's, I don't know, I heard it 1,000 times when I was a child. I remember it was pounded into me in Sunday school. If you want to get to heaven, you have to follow the straight and
narrow way.
That's the way.
Okay. Will you say that for me?
Yes, they have to walk the straight.
Straight and
narrow way.
Okay, fine. I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Okay. Another name for an automobile is a
what?
Another name for an automobile?
Car?
Uh-huh. My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
Yank.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
Children used to sit at benches at school, but now they sit at
desk.
Okay.
Have desk.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fist.
Okay. A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings and draws blood is what?
Flies.
Yeah, special kind of fly, though, that'll sit
it's
on your
called cat flies.
Well, it's yeah, that's one kind, but there's another kind, too, that's smaller than a cow fly.
There's mosquitoes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's mosquitoes.
Okay. The white things up in the sky that turn dark before it rains are what?
Stars.
Well, how about in the daytime?
Sun.
Now, if it was a beautiful, clear...
Cloud.
Yeah. Okay. Right now, we are sitting inside your...
house.
Okay. If a small, troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use?
I'd say a fox.
Well, suppose you didn't know whether it was a fox or a possum.
Well, I'd say it's fox or possum.
Well, is there some general word that you might use? You might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and go get that.
Yeah, boy, I would.
Have you ever heard those things called varmints?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, what sorts of animals besides a fox might that be?
Well, possum, fox, all everybody, and chickens, and
okay.
A coon.
Uh-huh. And what about people? Would you ever use that word to refer to a person?
Well, I don't know. Whatever.
Gopher rats will eat your chickens, too.
What?
Uh-huh.
I just cut them right there and take
what?
Them
home.
A gopher rat. They did mine that way long time.
Really? Well, would you say that word for me that we were just talking about?
What?
Varmint.
All different kinds of varmint.
Yeah.
There's possums. There's coons. There's wolves sometimes.
Uh-huh. Are there wolves around here?
Nah, they claim somebody. Black bear, they can see that every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the little animal that lives in the ocean? And it grows to be about that long. And when
seahorse.
Well, it's sort of like a seahorse, but you can eat this one. And when you cook it, it curls up like that and it turns pink.